Dawson, do you know who Donald Blake is?
Donald Blake. That's the alter ego of Thor, right?
It sure is the alter ego of Thor. If somebody's only ever watched the movies,
yeah,
like the Thor movies, they probably don't know who Donald Blake is. But guess what? We're going to learn so much about Donald Blake today.
I love that.
On
this episode of Comic Book Hecklers. Welcome back to the only show on the internet where I, Tom Hawk, and my co-host Dawson here look at a comic, probably an old comic, and then we make fun of it, probably for being old. And the name of this show is...
It's like Comic Hecklers or Comic Book Hecklers or Comic I Hardly Know Her.
Yeah, Comic I Hardly Know Her. Yeah.
We'll figure out the name eventually.
My bets are in for Comic I Hardly Know Her.
Leave a comment. What should we name this show?
Please. Help us.
Yeah, we need something.
We can't do anything on our own.
Not even a little. Mm-mm. So, Dawson, today we are going to be journeying into mystery. This is a Thor story. Journey into Mystery, issue 88. It's called The Vengeance of Loki.
Mm.
Plot is by Stan Lee. Script by L.D. Lieber. Art is by Jack Kirby. Inking by Dick Ayers.
Dick Ayers.
And then lettering by Art Simak. You'd think Art Simak would do the art.
No. It's got to be Jack.
It's got to be.
Yeah, but yeah, we got the classic cast. Jack and Stan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this is the era of comics that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Dawson, this era of comics is so silly. Loki in this era is such a scamp.
I love little scamps, man.
He's going to do some very silly things.
Okay.
All right. So we start the issue with Thor has brought Loki back to Asgard. He's like, Dad, can you take care of this guy? I got Earth stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Odin's like, I got him. I'm going to... Loki, you little goober, I'm going to...
You're going to be in timeout.
Yeah. And that's basically how it works.
Wow.
And he's like... Loki, you are not allowed to go back down to Earth and cause any more havoc.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being mean to the Earth people.
Yeah.
Just be cool for once, please.
Mm-hmm.
And Loki is just like, no. Loki's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to beat Thor, first of all, because he beat me last time and not cool. I'm supposed to be the guy that wins, I decided.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to do some spying on Thor right now. Using some magic stuff. There's a lot of Loki magic in this.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have so much fun with his magic.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be great. So he spies on Thor. And if you, dear viewer or listener, are unaware, at this era of comics, Thor did have an alter ego named what, Doss?
Donald Blake.
Donald Blake.
Yeah.
My brain wanted to say Tim Blake Nelson, and I went, nope.
No, that's not even.
That's not him. That's a different.
That's not even close.
That's a different guy.
Mm-hmm.
He could have been Donald Blake.
He could have. I mean, we all could have been Donald Blake.
Chris Hemsworth probably couldn't have been. Because then, like, what would be the point of the alter ego?
You know? Yeah, I know.
So, the way that the Thor stuff works in this era is Donald Blake is like a normal Earth guy. He finds Thor's hammer. And when he touches the hammer, he gets the powers of Thor for as long as he's holding the hammer or 1 minute after letting go of the hammer.
Okay.
The rest of the time, when he's in his human form, the hammer is disguised as his cane.
Yes.
So he'll, like, stomp the cane, then he turns into Thor. Loki is actually spying on Thor while Thor is in the previous issue. Yeah, we're getting a different perspective of the of a Thor. It's like issue, I said this is 88, so 86 ends with Thor bringing Loki to Asgard for punishment.
Okay.
And then Thor has an adventure in 87. And now we see Loki is spying on Thor in 88 while Thor's on his adventure in issue 87. Mm,
that's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool. Thor is captured in issue 87 and he's bound by a bunch of chains.
Mm-hmm.
What Loki sees is Thor turns back and a Donald Blake because he's a much smaller man and he could just get out of the chains that were on Thor.
Yeah.
And then once he's out of the chains, he just turns back into Thor again. And Loki's like, wah, 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 wah. Thor's just like a regular dude. I can't believe it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And he's just like, oh, I see. I see. That hammer is the source of all his power and magic. So all I have to do is separate him from the hammer, and then he's defenseless and he won't be able to beat me anymore.
So Loki just doesn't already know that as Thor's brother?
He doesn't know that as Thor's brother, no.
Okay.
This is him learning it. So the journey into mystery, even though it's issue 88, like Thor hasn't been around that long in comics. I would guess, this is just off the top of my head, maybe 10, 20 issues max.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like he's still pretty new. He's pretty fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So Loki's next goal, he's like, all right, I know how to beat Thor now. Gonna have a lot of fun. It's gonna be great. All I gotta do now is figure out how I get out of Asgard and get back down to Earth and then ruin Thor.
Okay.
So Loki, being a sorcerer, he kind of sneaks up on Heimdall and he's like, well, if Heimdall sees me, he's just going to send me back to timeout.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to tell my dad and my dad will send me back to timeout.
Yeah. He's going to tattle.
Mm-hmm. Loki disguises himself as a snake and then just slithers between Heimdall's feet. And Heimdall, I guess, doesn't notice.
Okay.
Make of that what you will. And then we get this lovely little picture of Loki turning back into himself and skipping down the rainbow bridge to Earth.
That's sick.
Pretty fun. Pretty fun. Minutes later, an old man enters the reception room of Dr. Donald Blake. Also, we didn't say this before, the nurse in the offices of Dr. Donald Blake is Jane Foster, who's played by Natalie Portman in the movies. They really rework this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But she's kind of like Thor's primary love interest in this also.
Mm-hmm.
She also is frequently the damsel in distress for this era of comics. So this old guy comes into the doctor's office and is just like, you come to me. I command you. But also, like, she seems to be the, like, receptionist. She's answering the call. So it's just like, you don't have to be mean. You don't have to be mean, Loki. This is Loki, by the way. He's disguised himself as an old man.
What? Loki would never do such a thing.
He's trying to, like, hypnotize her. And he goes, I must see Dr. Blake at once. And she's like, at once. Go right in. And, like, my guy, like, you're saying the stuff that would happen in a normal doctor's appointment. Just like, I would like to see the doctor, please.
What a goober.
There's no one else in this office. Like, I don't see why it'd be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
As she is walking him back, he does do some magic-y stuff off screen, off panel, as it were. And so you just see, here are my instructions. Remember them. And when the time comes, obey. And she's just like, all right. And moments later, this old guy is like, you are Dr. Blake? They clearly didn't know what doctors did at this time. So they just have him in a weird laboratory pouring some test tubes.
That's exactly what doctors do.
That's what doctors do. And he's just like, you're not one of my patients. So he is a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird that he's in this like weird laboratory.
Maybe he's a pharmacist as well.
Maybe.
I don't know.
He's like, how'd you get past Miss Foster? And then getting past a mere mortal is no problem for. And I love this transition. Old man. Loki wearing a Mission Impossible mask.
That's awesome.
Like, we just saw that Loki can change himself into a snake. He can't just disguise his form as an old man.
Mm-mm.
It's weird that he chose a Mission Impossible mask.
He just, you know, no, I kind of respect it. I think there was a bit more, I think there was a bit more spectacle to it.
Maybe Thor would sense Loki's magic and Loki's like, I'll circumvent it by disguising myself in a Mission Impossible mask.
Yeah.
And then he just goes, Loki! And then he stomps his cane and turns into Thor in his office.
Mm-hmm.
I love how silly the Thor costume is.
Yeah. Bring back the winged helmet.
Winged helmet for sure.
Yeah.
Make Chris Hemsworth shave his beard. Mm-hmm. Like, he'd look fine without it, but I think Thor in the comics looks so weird just as, like, a baby-faced boy.
Oh, yeah. He looks like, I don't trust him.
I don't trust him either.
He's got some weird energy.
So Loki's basically like, I know your secret now, and we're going to fight. And Thor is like, all right, when and where? And Loki's like, meet me at Center Park in 1 hour. Instead of fighting in the room. I don't know why they go, all right. Let's schedule our fight. I have other appointments today.
Yeah.
I got other patients to see. Can we just back off it a little bit?
I think that's really cool of Loki.
Yeah, it's actually pretty nice. It's very understanding.
Yeah.
In this comic, he doesn't really come across as evil. He just comes across as a mischievous little scamp.
Yeah.
And I love him. Yeah, I love him for it.
Just a little snake, a little guy.
Like, he doesn't seem to want to take over the world as much as he just wants to do pranks.
Yeah, he just wants to mess with his bro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I get it.
Yeah, and I get it too. So Thor kind of stumbles out of the office and is like, I'm going to be taking the rest of the afternoon to myself, Jane. And she's like, yes, doctor. And then it has a little thought bubble that says, after he leaves, I must leave too, as I have been commanded. So She's like super hypnotized, brainwashed by Loki.
Whoa.
So we see Thor fly to Central Park and they are about to fight. Loki does the classic thing. Thor has thrown his hammer at Loki.
Mm-hmm.
And Loki, being super swift, dodges out of the way of the hammer. He's like, ha-ha. The hammer doesn't come back to Thor in this version, I guess.
Oh.
So Thor would have to like run and go grab it.
He's got a minute to go grab it.
Yep. The nurse has followed Loki's instructions. She comes out of like a bush, I guess. And Loki's like, ha-ha-ha. Thor, I bet you didn't think about this. And then he turns the tree that she was hiding behind into a tiger. And
whoa.
The tiger is going to attack Jane. He's like, haha, Thor, you must choose. You only have enough time to either grab your hammer or save Jane from the tiger. Which shall it be, Thor? It's up to you, Dawson. Which one would you choose?
I guess he's going to save Jane from the tiger.
Yeah. Well, I think saving Jane was only like a teeny part of it. Thor is immediately like, I have to pet that kitty. That is a cute kitty.
Oh, okay.
I'm lying, but he does go to save Jane. Bites the tiger, and then the minute is up, and he turns back into Donald Blake. There's the image of him turning back into Donald Blake.
He's like, ooh. He shrinks a lot.
Yeah, and then Loki puts a magical force field around the hammer, and he's like, can't get to it now, can you? Can't get to it.
Oh.
Big guy, big champ.
Wow, wow.
Dr. Blake is like, oh no, I can't get to my hammer now.
No.
And Loki's just like, well, this was fun. I'm going to cause some havoc around the planet now. Also, I'm a pigeon.
With a Mission Impossible mask.
This is my favorite panel of the entire comic. Mm-hmm. It's just the pigeon saying, farewell. And Dr. Blake going, no, come back.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Blake's just like, oh, no. She fainted. So she doesn't know who I am. She passed out before she saw who I was. The tiger scared her that bad.
Oh.
She comes to and he kind of just like, Loki hypnotized you or something. And I was hypnotized too. We better get out of here. I can go home, I guess, so we can rest up. And then we get a little montage of Loki just causing havoc. It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm going to transform all these people on the street into blank beings, which means they're just white outlines of people that the artist didn't have to fill in. They're just like, oh no.
That's pretty smart.
Pretty smart.
Yeah.
And then he's like, now I'm gonna mess with non-living objects. And then on this city street, he turns everything into candy and ice cream.
Oh.
This guy's like, stop licking my bicycles, shoo.
Just stop licking my bicycles.
The sun is melting my convertible.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Wouldn't you love it in the first Avengers movie, Loki just turned everything into like a Willy Wonka world?
I think that's so much better.
Missed opportunities.
I know.
And because it's the 60s, there has to be a little bit of the Red Scare coming on, right?
Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah.
Loki's flying around and he sees this plane that has a little communist flag on it dropping a bomb, and he just like causes this bomb to malfunction. So Loki even helped out America a little bit.
I'm conflicted about Loki. Yeah. I don't think he's a villain.
You expect him to be like more of a mean guy than he's like, coming like, across in this.
Like turning people into blank beings. Okay,
that's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. Turning stuff into ice cream and candy.
That's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny. Kind of neutral, you know?
Yeah.
I think it balances out. But like messing up some commies? That's really good.
Yeah, especially for the 60s.
Especially for the 60s.
Yeah.
What was Thor doing? He wasn't messing up any commies.
Mm-hmm. I think in the issue previous to this, he actually was messing up some commies.
Okay.
I think the Reds captured him.
So I think
that's what's going on.
Okay.
Eventually, like, they send the military after Loki because he's causing too much trouble for everybody. And Loki's just like, oh yeah? Try shooting me with your guns when they fly away. Yeah, the guns just sprout wings and they fly away. We cut back to Donald Blake and he's just like, that's it. I have the perfect plan. Now, Dawson, I will give you 5 tries to guess what his plan is to get the hammer back. And I will let you know.
Okay.
It is a Looney Tunes style plan.
Is he going to try and dig underneath the force field?
No, that makes too much sense.
Oh, no. Okay, Looney Tunes.
That's kind of believable, actually.
Yeah. He's going to drop an anvil on it?
Close. Not actually close, but...
Okay.
Too much sense.
Okay.
Make less sense.
He's just going to do it?
No. You got 2 more.
Oh, gosh.
If you were Thor, and actually, no, if you were Bugs Bunny.
If I were Bugs Bunny.
How would you defeat Loki?
Take him to Albuquerque.
That's the closest you've got.
Okay.
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 One more.
Dress like a woman and seduce him.
Okay, so that one is actually the closest.
Okay.
You're wrong.
Okay.
But that is the closest somehow.
Okay.
So we cut back to the story, and we don't get the reveal until later. So, like, we don't know what Thor's plan is going in. So Loki, at this point, just, I guess, bored, just walking around in his Loki horn helmet on the city streets. And somebody goes, "Extra, Thor vows to defeat Loki before end of week. Extra."
Whoa.
Now, if I was, like, just a resident of this city, I'd be thinking to myself, end of the week? Like, what, he's taking time off?
Yeah.
What's Thor doing? What's more important than this right now? I mean, he had time to give the statement to the paper.
He's in his training arc.
I guess so. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
He probably told the paper he's in his training arc right now. Mm-hmm. Getting big, getting strong.
Guys, I'm trying to get yoked.
Loki hears the person advertising the newspaper, and he's just like, whoa, how could he? Nothing could get through my force field. How could he do that?
Yeah.
I better go check on it.
Mm-hmm.
He goes back to the force field. He's like, the force field's still there. And no, it isn't possible. Thor's standing there with the hammer.
What?
And the force field's still there. He's just like, Thor, you regained your hammer. But it's impossible. You couldn't. I must remove the force field and see.
Oh, no.
And here's the big reveal. Here is the 1,000 IQ play that Dr. Blake gives.
Yeah.
You're not Thor. That's just a plastic dummy.
Nice.
And Blake just, like, I guess runs out from a bush and scurries at the hammer so he can get his powers back.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just weird because we see the plastic dummy have dialogue. Mm-hmm. So I guess he was just hiding in the bush and, like, talking. But, like,
he's just throwing his voice. Mm-hmm. Man, he earned that PhD.
He sure did.
He can do anything.
And Loki's looking right at him. So how can, like, he not tell that, like, the mouth's not moving or anything?
I don't know.
Loki's like, stop. Don't touch that hammer. He's like, you're too late, Loki. You're done goofed,
and Loki.
He's back. He's back as Thor.
Okay.
And Loki's like, well, I bet you didn't count on this. I'm a pigeon again.
He's turned into a pigeon again.
He hides among other pigeons.
Okay.
And Thor's like, what?
Huh?
And then we see Thor examining these pigeons. Be like, which pigeon is he? There's only one way to find out. We see Thor running as fast as he can.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything pigeons like, it's peanuts. And the regular birds are like, ooh, peanut snacks, yay. And Loki's like, I don't care about any peanuts. And that's how Thor can tell. He's like, aha, that one didn't care about the peanuts. He's out of character.
Mm-hmm.
We got this lovely panel of the pigeon turning its head back to look at Thor. It's like, oh no, I've revealed myself.
Blast it.
Thor chases him. Well, since they're at a park, he grabs a net from a tennis court and then chases them.
Okay.
And Loki's like, Thor's an absolute goober if he thinks that he can catch me.
Yeah.
Once he gets close, I'm just going to turn into a rocket and I'll just right out of here.
What a dingus.
And then, before that happens, Thor catches him in the net. It's weird that they put that line in because, like, it makes more sense if he doesn't say that.
Yeah.
And then Thor brings the pigeon back, and then he turns back into Loki, and then Thor takes Loki in the net back to Asgard. But he's in his human form now.
Mm-hmm.
Which I also think Loki is so stupid in this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just turn into a snake again and slither out.
Or like an ant.
An ant.
Or a smaller bird.
You can
bird.
Turn into anything, my
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
But he's just like, ah, you beat me fair and square.
Or I still turn into the rocket. It would melt the...
Yeah.
All right.
So Thor brings him back to Asgard and is like, Dad, can you take care of him? And Owen's just like, oh, Loki, oh, I'm wagging my finger at you.
You did it again.
Time out again.
Yo, you get on back, dude.
And that's it. That's the end.
Wow. So he's in New York, right?
I think so. This one is pretty vague. They say Center Park instead of Central Park.
Okay, so it's...
It might just be a generic city.
Generic city, but, okay. Because, like, if there's anything I know about pigeons, especially New York pigeons,
mm-hmm.
They don't care about just peanuts. It could have been anything.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I mean, Thor took it from, like a stand that was selling peanuts.
Yeah, but...
I think he just went to the nearest food vendor.
I'm curious on how they were like, it's got to be peanuts. I'm trying to think of other things. Like, it could have been hot dogs.
Yeah.
Could have been the
pigeons
buns.
Love hot dogs.
Pigeons love anything.
Yeah.
They're rats.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I liked it. I like Scamp Loki. I like that he's an anti-hero for sure, I think. Mm-hmm. He just kind of does his own thing.
Is there anything that they should take from these comics and put into the movie?
Oh, absolutely. The ice cream and candy.
Yeah.
And blowing up commies, I think, is pretty cool, too.
They should bring back the commies.
Yeah. Those bad guys. Yeah. I feel like the blank beings could be horrifying and be really cool for, like, a horror movie.
Like, I don't really know how to visualize that outside of comics.
Yeah.
Just an empty void. Like, in the comics, it's white, because I guess the page is white.
Yeah.
It's also weird that, like, they're still sentient after that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's such a strange thing for me to wrap my head around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is a blank being in our world?
A ghost.
A ghoul.
A ghoul.
All right. Do you want to come back to Thor at any time? What should we check out next?
Yeah, I like Thor. I think any excuse to see what other hijinks Loki get into is really fun. So far, we've really done a lot of the mainly Marvel comics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a fun ride because we did Spider-Man, Daredevil, and then now Thor. Be curious to try some DC stuff in the future as well.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that is it for this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Please leave a comment. Like, follow us on the socials. You can check out our link tree. It'll take you to all the various things. There'll probably be an extended version of this whole episode that you can find elsewhere. It'd be audio only on Spotify and whatnot. If you just feel like listening to us instead of watching all the fun visuals that I put together.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anywhere that the folks can find you, Dawson?
Oh, man. They can certainly find me on Instagram at d.e.kx. They can find me there. We've got some stuff on Spotify. Forever ago, I wrote an album, or an EP, sorry, called Headspace. Not really what my music is now, but it was definitely something I had before and going to be trying to work on other podcast projects.
Yeah.
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 How about you, Tomahawk? You plugging anything?
No.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, we'll catch you next time. Toodles.
Bye.